So initially, we're looking at the four different kind of buckets that I would put them into is the permanent easement. So over the footprint of the pipe itself, we're looking at a 50-foot permanent easement. What that means is a one-time payment for usage of that particular space. The landowner would be able to continue to farm that ground after construction, just like they always have, but we would have access to that particular space. Addition to that, there would be a payment associated with a temporary easement, which would be necessary for the construction corridor, which is ranges between a 50 or another 50 to 75 foot, depending on, you know, the unique landscape of the ground and what's going to be necessary to make sure that we're minimizing those impacts. And speaking of impacts, we do know that there's going to be some level of damages associated with this or repairs that are going to be necessary. So the third bucket is any of those payments associated with where we may have an interference with a tile line, paying to get that repaired, where we need to put up fencing to allow for continued use of a different piece of a pasture, you know, if it's currently being grazed and we need to cut through a certain section of it.